There is encouraging news today in the ongoing crisis over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It appears that Pyongyang has agreed to join six-nation talks on resolving the problem after insisting for months that it would only talk one-on-one with the United States. President Bush welcomed this new development.
In the past, it was the lone voice of the United States speaking clearly about this. Now we'll have other parties who have got a vested interest in peace on the Korean Peninsula.
The countries to participate in the talks with North Korea, which could begin next month in Beijing, are China, Russia, Japan, the United States, and South Korea. Joining us to discuss all this is Glenn Kessler, diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post. Mr. Kessler, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you.
Why is the format here, the six nations, so important?
Well, it's been very important to the Bush administration because they feel that in the past, the United States has made agreements with North Korea that it has not kept. Their feeling is that if you have a whole group of nations at the table, including countries that are essentially all of North Korea's neighbors, and in particular China, its chief patron, that it would be very difficult for North Korea to actually break any future agreement with all those parties at the table.
Why had North Korea insisted on talking just to the United States up until now?
Well, it's worth noting that they have actually said that they would participate in multilateral talks, and they did so in April. But what they've wanted is some part of the session to be one-on-one, because they say that this dispute is not with those other nations, but it's a dispute between the United States and North Korea, because they say that the United States is threatening, interested in attacking it, and that the United States and its actions are really the cause of any problem.
So why the sudden turnabout then? Why did they decide to agree now to these multilateral talks?
Well, part of it was pressure put on North Korea from China. It's important to recognize that China provides a lot of the food and energy for North Korea, and the Chinese have become increasingly concerned about the stalemate between the Bush administration and North Korea. And there are also hints that the administration gave a little bit here, that they have suggested that in the course of these six-party talks, there would be some sort of bilateral discussion between the United States and North Korea. That's what the Chinese have suggested, the North Koreans have suggested that, and even the White House today made some remarks that suggested that as well. So that is a face-saving device that will allow these talks to go forward.
So there was a bit of a carrot.
Exactly.
If these talks do take place, we're in some ways really talking about preliminary talks, talks about talks. And in previous negotiations, this part of the process has dragged on for months, even years in some cases. Is it likely to happen again?
This will be a long process. But at the same time, at these talks, one of the carrots that the United States held out was that the Bush administration would put on the table its proposal for how to go forward. That is something the North Koreans have wanted for months, and as well as the other countries at the table, and it's going to force the Bush administration to make a lot of hard decisions about exactly what it would say and what sort of incentives it might provide the North Koreans.
Glenn, what are some of the other ideas out there for resolving this?
Well, the crux of what North Korea wants is some sort of guarantee that it does not face a threat from the United States. And, you know, the Bush administration has already, the president himself has already labeled North Korea as part of the Axis of Evil. And we saw what happened to one of those members of the Axis of Evil. So what the North Koreans want is something they can hold on to that says they're a respected country and they will not face an attack from the United States. That's going to be difficult for the Bush administration to give in the form that the North Koreans want, because something like an actual pact would never pass the Senate. So it will require some diplomatic footwork there. I think there's an incentive on the part of both parties to actually go forward with talks. What really depends is what happens at those talks and whether or not there's some sort of prospect for going further.
Glenn, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Glad to do it.
Glenn Kessler is the diplomatic correspondent for The Washington Post.